Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. This weekend's homily was given by Father Anthony Cosi, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, December 20th, the fourth Sunday of Advent. Now here is Father Anthony.
Last night I had the opportunity to baptize another member of the Cosi family. My nephew Andrew was baptized, and I did it at Christ the King, my home parish where I grew up. And what a great moment that was for me. I always enjoy baptizing, especially family members. And so I knew when I was going to arrive there that I was going to get the typical questions from my six-year-old nephew and my four-year-old niece. Andrew loves dinosaurs. So I knew he was going to ask me something about dinosaurs. And typically it goes something like, if a tiger and a megalodon decide to have a baby together, what does that turn into? And I end up doing, go ask your father. He'll help you out with this. Hadley, on the other hand, likes to ask me questions at the end of the night because she knows I'm getting ready to leave and she wants to keep me around longer and longer, so it becomes the circle of questions that goes on. And my sister-in-law says, you just need to go out the door or she won't stop with the questions. Questions are beautiful because they reflect something of the human heart and something of what we're thinking in our internal disposition. In school, we often had the Socratic method of teachers asking us certain pointed questions to see if we did our readings, if we knew certain things. Questions you often hear as you watch maybe Law and Order, and you're seeing how lawyers are approaching the bench, and they say, excuse me, Your Honor, they're asking questions that are leading the witness sort of thing. Questions are all around us all the time. And the scripture has a lot of different questions that God poses or people pose to God that are points of reflection for us. One of the early questions that we hear in the Bible is from God to Adam, where he said, who told you that you were naked? Adam never answers that question. God is trying to prompt out of him a response. Then we hear Moses ask a question to God. You want me to go to these people and bring them out of Egypt, out of slavery? Who am I to say sent me? And God goes, oh, you're very wise, Moses. You want to know my name. But I'm not going to tell you my name, because if you know my name, you have ownership of me. Like how parents name their children. No, I'm God. I'm the one who names. Here's my name. I am who am. And then in the scripture today, we hear the Blessed Mother ask a question. But in order to understand this question, you got to go a few verses up when her uncle asked a question. That uncle was Zechariah, and Zechariah was the father of John the Baptist. The angel Gabriel also came to him and said, your wife in her old age, Elizabeth, is going to have a child, and I am the angel Gabriel, and all these wonderful things are going to take place to you. And you know what Zechariah asked the angel from God? His one opportunity to ask this heavenly being. He says, how will I know that this is to happen? And the angel Gabriel says, how arrogant you are for asking me that. I am Gabriel, I stand before the throne of God, and that's the question that you ask me? You're going to be mute until the day that your son's born. Goodbye. And disappears. God has a great sense of humor, right? Then Mary asks a question. And what's the question that Mary asks? Mary says, okay, how is this going to take place? I don't have that knowledge. A very humble question. The angel Gabriel comes to her. She could have asked a million questions. And how many questions does Mary ask? One question. You're going to give birth to the Messiah. Would we only ask one question? One question. One question to be the key to unlock all the other questions. Not the riddle of questions. I teach in a school, and oftentimes we have to ask students ask another question upon a question upon a question. You often think, are they getting it? Did you even take time to think? Or were you impulsive like Zechariah? God is teaching us something through Mary, who is a model of prayer. Ask the right question. If you were to ask God one question, what would that question be. Watch what Mary did. When the angel came to her, she was troubled, but then she pondered. And the Greek word there is dialogue. She dialogued inside of her. She talked. She thought before she spoke. She listened. She pondered. Then she consented and obeyed. What do you hear Mary say after she hears the response? Yes, period. Not yes, but, or yes, why? Yes, period. If you were to ask God that one question, what would it be? And what are the questions we are asking one another? In the age of technology where we keep sending clarifying texts and clarifying texts upon clarifying texts, are things really becoming clear? Or are we really thinking, contemplating, dialoguing, and then letting our words mean something? Or do our words fall short? Mary's a model of us of prayer and a model of faith. May our yes mean yes and our no mean no. But what is the one question that's going to be the key to unlocking everything else for us? It's different for each person. Perhaps something to think about as we approach Christmas.
Thank you for tuning in to this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Be sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the scriptures and shares real-life stories that help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.